Okay, so basically it's very simple. Very simple. The discussion is you have two mitzvahs which occur on Yantif in different various Yom Tov. One is shofar, other is Allah, among others. And the question is, where do you insert? Both of them are somehow incorporated into the morning services. Okay? Sometime in shul. And the question is, do we insert them into shacharis or into masaf? So it turns out they're different. Shofar is inserted into Musaf, and Halal is inserted into Shacharis. The Baal Shacharis, the Rishon, the Baal Shacharis is the one who does the Halal, but the Sheni, the Baal Musaf, is the one who does who brings about the Shofaros. So the Gemara's question is, what's the difference? Why should there be a difference? The Mishnah says the difference, and I want to know why. So it says, well, why is it that... So the first thing I wanted to say, the reason why shofar is a musaf is because Rovam Hadras Melech. It's better expression of shevach to the king if you do it in a multitude of people. And in musaf, there's always a bigger crowd of musaf than in shachars, for whatever reason. Just is that way. People come late. So therefore, it says that's why you do shofar and musaf, because Rovam Hadras Melech is a greater kiyum of shevach, and our shofar is in shevach. And therefore, that's why we do it in Musaf. So Mar says, oh, so then we'll do Halal also in Musaf. Because Halal is definitely Shevach, it's Shira Hashem, and that should also be with Ravam. So Mar says, no, you can't do that because the reason why Tehillim Mitzvos. The reason why Tehillim Mitzvos means the people who are Zaris and Mitzvos are hasty and they do it early. Be careful about Mitzvos, so you value Mitzvos, so they're important to you. You don't leave them until later, you do them early, do them, you don't waste any time. So therefore you do Halal right away in Shachars. So it says also then do Shofar also in Shachars. You know what's the difference? So Mar says, you're right. Really, we should do Shachars. We should do it in Shachars. But there's a problem. Problem is that the enemies, the Gayim, would kill us. Okay, they have gazeros against the blowing Shofar, and they're only sticking around watching us until early on. But afterwards, they're not around anymore. Right, so the enemies are going to kill us if we do it for whatever reason. Then because Rashi tells us different answers, but the enemies are going to kill us if we do it in Shachar, so we have to do it in Musaf. Okay, fine. But the conclusion is basically what wins out. That's basically what's going on here in the Gemara. You have two principles. One is Rav HaMadrash Melech, which pushes towards Musaf. You have another one is the reason which pushes towards Shachar. And the Gemara ends up going with that reason wins out. Okay, just the wins out. We want to understand the steps in the Gemara. So the basic step, we took two steps yesterday and we left with a problem. The first step, we says on the surface, you'd say Barovam wins out. Because Barovam means it's a greater Shevach. You're doing an action of Shevach, and the Shevach itself is greater if it's Barovam. It's a multitude of people. So that's a greater activity. It's a greater activity of Shevach. But its reason is more just, it's not a greater activity itself, it's more just that a person is a Zaris and he's a Gavra, does mitzvahs early. But if you're faced with that versus the better Kiyam HaMitzvah, the better Shevach, so you'd say go with Bravam, Bravam should win out. Right? That is a good argument. But, so we said, but you see the Gemara doesn't include that way. The Gemara ends up saying the reason wins out. So we said, what's the argument? We said the reason with the mitzvahs means is that how should a Zaris do mitzvahs? How should a Zaris, the person who's Zaris, how should he do mitzvahs? So you're machtel mitzvahs. You do them right away. You don't waste any time. You do it right, you do it in the morning, first thing. Right? So now you're saying is like this. Is how should we blow shofar? How should we do halal? Right away. Oh, but wait a second. There's some guys sleeping who if we wait for them, and we do it in not the right way, then we'll get a Ravam. She says, that's not a derech, doing the mitzvahs. The reason why doing the mitzvahs means that this is the proper way to do mitzvahs, to be a Zaris, and to do it right away. So the fact that it's not a derech to do a subpar way of doing mitzvahs because you want to get an additional kiyum. Since this din is reason why doing the mitzvahs, so that tells you that's the proper way to do mitzvahs, is to be a Zaris, and to do them now, and we're not going to compromise the way we do mitzvahs to try to chop another kiyum later. But rather, the Zaris, this reason wins out. The reason wins out. That's the way to do mitzvahs. You don't compromise it to get something else. It's like it doesn't justify the end of getting that kiyum. Doesn't justify doing mitzvahs not in the proper way. But the problem is it's not that clear. Like, what's the two sides? I mean, there's the Havmina had an argument that Bravam was winning out, right? seemingly was a good point, it's a greater kiyum, and the maskana is also seemingly a good argument. But like, what's the pivotal point of the question? Like, what does it depend upon? You know, you could argue back and forth, but what does it revolve around? Now, another problem, before we get to another problem, another problem she left with, which is, I think, is a more serious problem here, is how is this reason altogether? Because the reason we do the mitzvahs, the example is that you're supposed to do milah in the morning. You shouldn't do milah late in the day, go to work and then do milah later, but you should do milah in the morning. Why? Because the zara is makim as mitzvahs. So you do mitzvahs early, not late. But here, we're not discussing doing shofar or going to work. You have a bunch of mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah. You have shachars. You have musaf. You have kriyas haTorah. You have halah. Or no, you have halah. You have shofar. Now the question is how are you going to organize these mitzvahs? So you're doing mitzvahs no matter what. Your zara is your mitzvah mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs all day. Or whatever, the whole beginning of the day. So now it's this question of how do you want to order the mitzvahs? So why is there any more reason to deal with mitzvahs to do shofar in the beginning, as opposed to do it in the end? If I do halal and shachris and mezaris, I'm pushing off kriyas haTorah and I'm pushing off musaf. So maybe I should say, if you don't do mitzvahs, do kriyas haTorah early. And I'll do musaf early and I'll do halal at the end. But the point is, reason why do mitzvahs should be when you have a precedence of mitzvah versus divrei rishus. So zaris is machdim as mitzvahs. But within mitzvahs themselves, it doesn't seem applicable altogether. The whole principle is reason why they're mitzvahs. Now you're trying to weigh between different mitzvahs. If anything, someone says you should say maybe tadir v'shein tadir or something like that. That's the principle of how to weigh between mitzvahs. But reason why they're mitzvahs just altogether doesn't seem applicable. So he said, is that being the case, it's like we got a major problem in this Gemara. So before we're ready to figure out whether what should win out, it's reason or bravam. Maybe we're better off first trying to understand what's the relevance of the reason altogether here. And then maybe we could... This is a more basic question. Right, we've been duped by the Gemara into just thinking it's just simple to just apply to the mitzvah. So if you think into it, it's not so simple. It doesn't really seem applicable. Because obviously, just let's see where the other sources of the reason are. So, the Gemara in Yom HaChavchas, it says, the Tanya. Jumping in the middle, but Yom HaShemini, it's like a 10th line, 15th line. Yom HaShemini, Yimul B'sar Alasa. Malamit Shekola Yom Kosher L'Mila. The entire day is kosher for Mila. Ela Shas Rizim, Matil Mitzvah, Shinemar Vayashkim, Avram Vavaka Vayachavosh. He got up early in the morning and he saddled his donkey. So even though the whole day is kosher for Mila, so there's reason to do it early. They don't just wait until later in the day, but they do it early, they do it first thing. Just like Avram Avinu did on, right? Because like Avraham Avinu did by the Kedis Yitzchak. As in Pesachim, it's on Chadam and Aleph. It's trying to figure out is that we do Bdika at night. So it wants to know, why do you have to do Bdika Chametz at night? Why not just do it before the sixth hour? Because that's when Chametz becomes Asar. So I understand you have to get rid of it before then, but why do you have to do it at night? So it says, maybe it'll tie us because the reason why Dilma Mitzvahs. So he says, yeah, but do it in the morning. Because they see that by Mila, they do it Friday in the morning, that's the reason why they do the mitzvahs, like by Avraham Avinu. It's a little funny. That's right, let me see if there's Rashi. It says, Bikach Dama, there's reason. Right. It says, Lila, though, you see Avraham Avinu didn't do it at night. So you see, that's good enough reason, is to do it first thing in the morning. That's what Rashi learns. But basically, the point is there is talking about when you want to do a mitzvah, doing it earlier in this month as opposed to later in this month. But it's an individual mitzvah. It's not ordering mitzvahs or organizing mitzvahs. It's like, you know, how are you going to do it in your day? Not within different mitzvahs and relative placement of different mitzvahs. Well, we have a big tag team here. The fellows are saying as follows. That the question is, and this is, I think, is a chiddush. It's not so simple that you'd say this. And we'll get to that in a second. But the question is like this, is that, right, you have a Seder of, let's say, Shabbos, of Shacharis, Christos, or Musaf. Right? Now you have a separate mitzvah, you have a new mitzvah, it's Yontif, and mitzvah Yontif is Mechayev, and then introducing Halal, or Shofar, right? Now, the halacha is, apparently, and I guess this is what you're saying, Avi, apparently, is you see that we're Matt, this is what you and Matt and Sammy were saying, actually. Apparently, these mitzvahs are incorporated into tefillah. Like, Hallel should be, I don't know if it's in the Akev, but it should be, like, on the heels of tefillah. Right? But that's the corner. In fact, the Mishnah sounds that way. Because the Mishnah is saying is, Over and Hasheni Maskiya, and Harishon Makar Zahalal. So saying is, which guy, the Baal Musaf or the Baal Shachas, who should do the Halal? Who should do the Musaf? Who should do the Shofar? But it's like a specific guy. It's, you see, because it's in part, it's built on to the Tefillah. It's incorporated into the Tefillah. Shofar in the very Tefillah itself, and Halal right after the Tefillah. As we said yesterday, so you don't have a Kaddish. You normally have Kaddish right after the Tefillah. But you see, Halal is in between. It's part of the Tefillah. We don't do the Kaddish till after the Halal. So apparently the Halal is on the heels. It's attached to a Tefillah. It's attached to a Tefillah. I mean, why it is a good question. I don't know. I don't know why that is. But that seems to be the case for my Gemara. Where should it be attached? Shachris and Mosef. So you have to attach it to one of them. And Shofar, you have to attach the Tefillah. One of them. Where are you going to attach it? So now you have a choice. You can attach it to slot one. You can attach it to slot two. So where are you going to do it? Oh, so the reason I'm dealing with business will tell you that when they're in Messiah, you should attach it to slot one. Attach it to the first Tefillah. Well, it's not, the question isn't, right, like, it's not like I finished Shacharis and now I have lots of mitzvahs bombarding me, which one should I do? That's not the way it works. The way it works is that I know it's Yontif, and I know I have to do Halal, and I have to plan out where am I going to attach my Halal. So it's not a fight between Halal and Kriyas HaTorah. The question is Halal, how am I going to Masada my Halal? Where am I going to do it? I have to plan. How am I going to do my Halal? So the way I plan it is I plan that I'm going to attach it to my first. I want to do it right away. I want to do it as first as I could. So I can do it in the earlier Tefillah or in the later Tefillah. So I'll do it in the earlier Tefillah. So he's like, you normally think of doing a mitzvah. The guy's like rushing. I want to do a mitzvah. Give me a mitzvah fast. That's not what's going on here. It's different than that. That's like Bris Milah. I want to do a mitzvah right away. It's the first thing I want to do right away. This is like a different question. It's like you're trying to build the Seder of Tefillah, and you're trying to figure out how to plan your Halal, where you're going to attach it. The thing is that it's using Zvizim and Dilma Mitzvos, as if you're planning where to attach Halal, where to do Halal, where to do Shofar, and you have two choices, so Zaris will attach it to do it right away. What about Kriyas Torah? He's not thinking about it, because that's not the question. The question is not a question of Kriyas Torah. The question is right, Kriyas Torah comes after Shacharis. Now it's the question is, and this I guess is your point now, is that the Halal becomes a part of one of the Tefillahs. And yes, Kriyas Torah is after Shacharis. So you can do Kriyas Torah after Shacharis. That doesn't get changed. The Halal just becomes an extended Shacharis. It becomes built onto your Shacharis. So now you can build it onto your Shacharis, you build it onto your Musaf. So, built onto my Shacharis. But the rest of the order of the Seder of Tefillahs is the same. You have Shacharis, you have Kriyas Torah, and you have Musaf. It's just a question of where is it going to be attached. So it's attached earlier, not later. Right? Now, here's what I'm thinking. It's like this. I want to ask you. Is this Pasha that Zrizim would do this? Is this like the normal application of Zrizim of Dilma Mitzvahs? Okay. Or not? What?
What do you mean exactly?
Is this, as I told you, is the principle of Zrizim of Dilma Mitzvahs? Is it Pasha that you would say that you do this? Is that the same thing as the ordinary instances of Zrizim of Dilma Mitzvahs, like Bris Milah and Pasach? What? No. This is like a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush in Zrizim of Dilma Mitzvahs. Zrizim of Dilma Mitzvahs normally means that I should rush to do a mitzvah. Okay, if I have a mitzvah and I have my day and I want to, where should I put in my day? So I'm rushing to do a mitzvah. But within my doing of mitzvahs, right, how am I going to be misader my mitzvahs? I would say, the principle doesn't apply. Now, this is a chiddush, that Jerusalem doing the mitzvahs doesn't just mean, like, because it doesn't just mean if you value mitzvahs, you should be in a rush to do them. But it's an organizing principle. It's telling me how I should organize my mitzvahs, how I should perform them. That's a new, it's a new application of the Torah mitzvahs. I mean, maybe we could define exactly a little better what we mean by that. But yeah, it's like this. As I would say, like, the Omer Mechayev mean a lot of things. So if you just use a normal sense of treating the mitzvahs, it means that you should go to shul right away and start doing your mitzvahs. So I have a lot of mitzvahs to do. So Zoras will do mitzvahs. He's going to go to shul and he'll start doing the mitzvahs. But now within the mitzvahs that he does, so I'll say it doesn't really matter. He's doing mitzvahs. There's this idea of mitzvahs as opposed to Devar Rishos. And that's what you'd say, is that's what Jesus meant to him. That's what it says. But to say that within, like, conceptually, how am I going to organize it? And I have a halachic question about should I incorporate into my Shabbos, into my Mosaf? That's not exactly the Gavra of Azariz who's rushing to do a mitzvah. So that's like a more refined kind of a question. How am I going to order my mitzvah? How am I going to place my Mosaf within my Halal in the Seder HaTvilos? And then the concept is Rizim. Tells me it's a more like subtle application of the principle, you know. But it's not the normal application. The normal application you could have said, you know, the mitzvahs means that is always when you're comparing mitzvahs to divrei chol, you should put mitzvah before your divrei chol. Here, that's not what's going on here. Here, you're definitely doing mitzvahs. Now, you're telling me though, it's another thing is that I should do a mitzvah earlier. Even though I'm bypassing other mitzvahs, I'm not really doing. I'm not. First, I don't have any more attachment to mitzvahs. Less attachment to mitzvahs. I'm doing this because what am I doing otherwise? I'm doing different mitzvahs. So it's showing you that doesn't matter. That's not a matter of just bypassing the brichol, but it's telling you is that you want to do a mitzvah early. And if the question comes up, when should I do the mitzvah of halal and shachar and mitzvah? If I'm going to do halal and do shachar. Let's try to develop. Maybe we get the point a little clearer, but let me just show you where I'm going here. Is that, remember, we were stuck with the problem is what's the two, the Havminoskan of the Gemara? Right? Because we have two principles. And this is to me, this is a troublesome problem. Is you have a principle of Ramash now, you have a principle of Rizam. And, like, how do you have a Hav? What's the question? Which one wins out? Is this one out? Is that one out? It's like they're both principles, and it's like a hard kind of a question to figure out, like, which one's going to win out, which is stronger. I don't know, the two principles. But now that you say, you see that this is a chiddush and this reason I'm doing all the mitzvahs, and maybe we could define the chiddush a little bit, but I would say is that originally when the Gemara got started, the Gemara knew about the reason I'm doing all the mitzvahs, but it held, this isn't the reason I'm doing the mitzvahs altogether. So what's gonna win out? What are you gonna do? So you're gonna do these things in Musaf, because Brahma is Melech. Right? No, why are you doing shofar in Musaf? Brahma is Melech. Brahma is Melech. It's better to do more of a crowd. So then it says, oh, so then do the same thing by halal. Then the Gemara was mechadesh, in order to explain halal shacharis, it was mechadesh that this is an idea that Zerizam HaTelem HaMitzvos is not just in Devarei Rishos to Mitzvah versus Devarei Rishos, but that there's a new idea of Zerizam HaMitzvos within Mitzvos themselves. How are you going to organize the Mitzvah? And that's why we're doing halal first. Says, oh, so that's getting the shofar also first. But what changed in the Gemara was the Gemara all along knew the way we concluded yesterday that if you have a battle between Zerizim and between Bravam, Zerizim wins out. Because that's what it was hard to define. To say the time is kind of about which wins out, which is stronger, that's hard to say. It's hard to me to say. I mean, you could go that way, but I'd rather say is the way we did yesterday is Zerizim wins out for sure. If you have a battle between Zerizim and Rovam, since Zerizim is the right way to do a mitzvah, so you don't drop the right way to do a mitzvah in order to hop up an additional kiyum. That's not, that everyone agrees with that. Even the Havmin agree with that. The Gemara, just the Havmin of the Gemara though, just held this isn't Zerizim. This is a matter of organizing mitzvahs. It's not a question of Zerizim. Zerizim is a matter of when you want to know, should I do a mitzvah or the various shows. So when the Gemara started out, it had no problem applying Bravam Hashem Melech because it assumed there's no reason. Why are you doing Shofar and Musaf? Because you might as well do it later, you'll get more of a crowd. But then, since we're stuck with the problems, even how you can explain Shacharis and Halal. So therefore, the Gemara is forced to say, apparently, we do Shah Halal and Shacharis. Apparently, even though the Bravam, apparently there's a principle, she's going to the mitzvahs, and this is an extended application to this type of a case. So that's the Gemara's conclusion. And that's the maskama, and that's why it says, oh, so then how are you going to explain shofar? So it says, oh, you're right. So shofar, we have to explain differently. You have to say it's because of the gezeira or whatever. So it's like the Havmin Haskana is not a matter of which is stronger. It's the Havmin Haskana about this very point, which, if you think into Zrizim, you realize it's not so posh it's just called as Zrizim. It doesn't seem like Zrizim. So the Havamina is exactly the Havamina that we were struggling with in the beginning of Shira today, is how is Zrizim? And the Havamina held the way that it isn't Zrizim. It's not, on the surface, it's not Zrizim. It takes an analysis and an extension of the ordinary application of Zrizim. And it's a good application, but it's an extension of it. So Gemara originally didn't bring up Zrizim, didn't consider Zrizim, because it's not the normal case of Zrizim. So, but it's showing, I think if you think into it, it makes sense to extend it this way. But it's more of like a conceptual, it's not like you're, it's like a conceptual Zaris. It's not just like a Zaris, it's just the guy who's just a Zaris, the guy who's careful, isn't going to think like this. He'll think like this, because he thinks mitzvahs are important, I think mitzvahs right away. But now, once I'm in shul, it's a different discussion. You don't think like that. But if you define the situation conceptually, you realize that you have a halachic question on your hands. Is that, where should I organize my halal? Should I do it in Shabbos or Musaf? Oh, so the same way I should rush to do Bris Milah, now I should rush to put my halal over here as opposed to over there. So therefore, it makes sense. But that, I'm saying, is it's an extension of the ordinary concept of Zuzan Matil and Mitzvos, and that's why the Gemara at first wasn't holding that. But then the Gemara was forced into holding it, because that's how you have to explain our Mishnah, which says you do halalah first. So then that's what's going on. That it does apply there. I like it, because to me it's difficult to say. Like I could hear saying is that the Gemara knows that one principle wins out over the other. But to make that like the chakira, like which one wins out, I don't know. I'm not saying it's impossible to have such a thing, I just don't really see how to do that. And the two principles, and like, I don't know. This is one, you know. And this, like, we're led to by the sugya itself, because I think if you analyze reason, you realize it's not so simple. If you don't analyze it, you don't think about it, you don't realize it. You just think, oh, of course, reason was brava. But if you think into it more deeply, you realize it's not so simple to apply as reason here. So the same way we're saying it's not so simple to apply it here, that's what I'm saying. The Gemara held that originally, that it's not really applicable here. Now let's do the Gemara Midikama. Okay, like halfway through they go this Gemara. It says, because the Mishnah says, Ubishas Hallel. And in a time that you're doing Hallel, Harishon Makas Hallel, the first guy, the first, the Baal Shachar does Hallel. So it says, it's the fact that it says, what do you mean? Why do you say Ubishas Hallel? It should just say, Risha Sheni Maskiya, Harishon Makas Hallel. What does it mean at the time of Hallel? So it says, the Gemara deduces, Mechal de Rosh Hashanah, like a Hallel. So apparently you could deduce that there is no Hallel in Rosh Hashanah. And it means B'Shas Hallel means on a different Yontif, when there is Hallel, then the Rishon does Hallel. But on Rosh Hashanah, there is no Hallel. Okay. So the Gemara says, my time. Why not? Why is there no Hallel? Alright. Why shouldn't there be Hallel on the Yontif? After all, Yontif's got Hallel. It's a Moed, special time, dedicated towards whatever. Meeting time with God, whatever that means, but it's a special day. It's designated. It fits the criteria of Halal and the Gemara and Erechim goes through different criteria. But this is special. It's a Moed, and on a Moed you say Halal. So why not? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Amar Avahu. Okay, Amru Malachi Hashoyes Bnei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so we recorded a conversation here. Malachi Yeshua said before I go to Shabbat, Ribbon Shalom, Yonema Eni Shalom Mishir Alfanecha, Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. Why is it that the Jews don't say Hallel? Hashem Yom Kippur. Amar Lahem, Hashem said, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din. Is it possible the king will sit on his throne of judgment? Is Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Mesim, Pesuchim Lefanav? The books of life and death are open before him. Yisrael and Shira? Are they going to say Shira? Can't be. Can't be. You can't do it. Okay? That's why. Okay. So, any questions? Let's get to analyze this command. And that's the end of the one. So, what do you say? Any questions on this command? Okay, good. So, the first one, why not? What's the sense of that? I mean, if we're supposed to say hello, because it's a Moed. Now, what exactly is the force behind that argument? That it's impossible. It's not really explaining it so well. It's just kind of appealing to a certain sense. But it would be nice if we could spell out that sense a little bit. Ram says like this. he about this thing. It's in Hanukkah, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. He says, "Avaroshon of Yom Kippur Amein Vayam Hala Lafishehim Yimei Teshuva VeYira UPachar Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera." Okay, that's interesting. Interesting. Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. What does he mean? It's not Yimei Simcha Yisera. Apparently, there's some simcha.
Saying Hallel is Simcha Yisera, some more simcha than drinking.
I know. That's the problem. Is that the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif does apply on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Simple pshat. I mean, I'll show you a Rambam, which I think supports that it does. But I mean, we do it. What?
Yom Kippur
too? No, not Yom Kippur. Rambam's behind. But I mean, Rosh Hashanah. In fact, there's a pasuk in the classic pasuk about Simchas Yontif. What happened to the Gemara there? Shilchu manos leinacham al lechul lechul mashman v'shul mantakel and shilchu manos leinacham al kikad Hashem adonainu. It's a pasuk in Ezra. What?
It's a
pint of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, it's a pint of Rosh Hashanah. Exactly. It's a pasuk in Ezra when they brought out this Torah and showed the people the Torah and they showed them, today's Rosh Hashanah, go out and go have a simcha. So that was on Rosh Hashanah. So you see, apparently, some of the Yontif. And the Rambam, I mean, that's a pasuk. I mean, I better write on a pasuk. But the Rambam also holds about the pasuk, which is you tell me, Shivas Yimei HaPesach V'Shmonas Yimei HaChag Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tainis V'Chayiv Adon Lias B'Yom Sameach V'Tov Leif Hu Banu Beshto and Shevnei Beso and all that. So when does it apply? Shivas Yimei HaPesach, all of Pesach, Shmonas Yimei HaChag, the 8 days of the Chag, Im Shah Yom Tov and Kulam, and all the other Yom Tov. Which ones are all the other ones? Well, let's say you'd say Rosh Hashanah didn't have Simcha. So then it would just be Shavuos, wouldn't it be? I mean, it's hard to be. I mean, it's funny altogether, you're saying Im Shah Yom Tov and Kulam, and it's just two. But I mean, certainly one doesn't really make sense, right? So, it's, you know, it's a funny Ram altogether, but it sounds like, you know. It's then a yantif, and Rosh Hashanah is yantif. It's not a regal. It's not really a regal, but it's a yantif. It's yantif. The Yisurah Melacha of yantif are applying Rosh Hashanah. So that's why the Rambam means Lo Yimei Simcha Yisera. But what does that mean? Simcha Yisera, Simcha, but not Simcha Yisera. And yeah, Halal is Simcha Yisera apparently. But what's this idea? Presumably, the Rambam is basing on this medrash about the Melachim, right? And also, I'd like to know what's the sense of this mala, expressing this whole thing as a story about a dialogue between Malachim and Hashem. Like, just say, I mean, why don't we say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? Because it's the Yambal, like the Ram says, because he's made Pachat. What is he saying? Is it Malachim asking a question, Hashem answering? Is it possible that a Malach with Yosef is like, what's the point of who needs Malachim in this? This is a halachic discussion. And we want to know why you don't say it, because it's Yom Pachat. That's it. Simple. What's the point of having Malachim in this discussion? Right? Is there some idea in this? Right? Making a dialogue between Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yes, there is. Okay, good. And I'll read you one other thing, which I think is a stira to this. Do you mind grabbing me a tour? Maybe they have a tour, I guess, Or Chaim Beis. I think in those. Well, in that one, it's Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, I think. Yeah, that one would be good, actually. I'd rather those, because I'm kind of interested in the source. Tav Kuf Pei, around there, the Tav Kuf Beis. It may be a little hard to find. You can put this back, please, Alfred.
Yeah, sure.
I hope it's not out.
Might be easier just to.
I think it's
not present.
Valid. Wait, hold on.
Or Chaim. You got it?
Not
there?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, thanks. So, okay, so there's the tour in Tav Kuf Pei Aleph in Or Chaim. He says like this: on Ruchatzim u'mestaprim. So on an erev Rosh Hashanah, we wash, we get haircuts, He says, I'll be a medrash. There's a medrash. Amar of Simon. Ksiv ki mi goy gado. So it says, Lord, a great nation we are. Rav Hanan and Rav Yeshua Omran. Izu uma kazu. What nation is there like this? Sheyodas ofyo shel Elokeha. That we know the Pirish Minhagav the Dina. That we know the dinim and the customs, so to speak, of our God. Sheminhagav shel Olam. Adam sheyesh lo din. And the minhag of the Olam. If a person has a din, before, I guess, a judge, or a king, or a god, or whatever. Lovesh shechorim, he wears the black clothing. Umisatev shechorim, and he wraps himself up in black clothing. Umigadol zikna, and he lets his beard grow. Einachotech tziparnav, and he doesn't cut his fingernails. Ufishen yodeya, ich yotza aden, he doesn't know how the din is going to come out. Aval Yisrael, einokin, not the Jews. Loshen levanim, we wear white, we wrap in white, we shave, we cut from tiparnayim, we cut our fingernails, the ochlem, the shosim, the samechim, Rosh Hashanah, the fishi yodim, shekhash baruch, we yasam on nes. Because we know that Hashem is going to do a nes for us. I'm not sure what the nes is. Maybe that he's going to judge us favorably. The fikach nogim, the sabra, the chavis, we have Rosh Hashanah, the harbos manos, brah, Rosh Hashanah. That's why we do this stuff. We haircuts, we wash, we have a lot of food on Rosh Hashanah. We can't shuvah on Rosh Hashanah. That's a tshuva. You shouldn't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Right? So it's funny. First of all, this seems to be against the thing of Allah. We don't do Allah because we made Yerav Achad and not simply Seiro. It sounds like it's saying no. There's no Yerav Achad. We're very confident, wearing white. Right? The Goyim do that. They wear black. They're all fearful and all that. But it sounds like it's saying we don't do that. Sounds like an opposite message. And what makes us so confident? Is that really the attitude we should have? That we're confident that God's going to judge us favorably? I mean, I thought we should look at ourselves like a vanity. And we're worried. And that's what makes us so confident? Right? I mean, there's a lot of chazals that say you shouldn't be confident by yourself and feel like you're exotic. And, you know, there's a lot of things like that. It just seems like, what's the base on a confident God's going to do nice for us? So, this is an interesting matter. So this is after. I mean, we have to do our sigur first. I'm just, you know, given that we're going to leave some things to think about. So, I mean, we'll deal with this afterwards. But it's kind of an opposite track of what we're doing in our Gemara. Just talking about maybe the pachad in Yira and the fact that how could we possibly say halal on such a day, right? So let's try to sort these things out tomorrow. Okay.